The Youth's Instructor, August 21, 1902. Liberty in Christ. The Youth's Instructor, August 21, 1902. Liberty in Christ. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. John cannot find words to describe the great love that God has bestowed upon us. He can only call upon us to behold it. That God should consent to let His only begotten Son come to a world all seared and marred with the curse, to walk a man among men, and to suffer death by crucifixion? Does not this bear eloquent witness to the power of God's love? God's love is as high as heaven and as broad as eternity. Why was it bestowed on us? That we might be called His sons. But, says the young man, I am not ready to be a Christian. I have not yet sown my wild oats. I once spoke to a company of prisoners. One of their number was a young man who had just been graduated from college. During his school life, he had studied hard, and he had planned to have a good time after his graduation. He came in contact with evil companions. A crime was committed. They were brought before the court, and this young man was imprisoned for 7 years. A sad result of his sowing of wild oats. Young man, are you one of those who believe in sowing wild oats? Remember that the harvest time is coming, and that as you have sown, so you will reap. No frost will blight the crop, no storm blast it, no cankerworm destroy it. You are sure of a bountiful yield. If you spend your time in idleness, in amusement, in self-gratification, you will reap a harvest of sorrow. When adversity comes, you will find that the service of Satan is indeed bitter. As I was pleading with a young man to turn to the Savior, he said, I am not ready. This band of music would be broken up should I leave it. I am needed in this circle of society. And besides, I want my liberty. But he did not know of what he was talking. There is no liberty save that which has been brought to us by Christ. We can find in sin nothing but slavery. What was Adam after he had disobeyed? A captive to sin, his dark future illuminated only by the promise of the Savior to come. Those who think that a surrender to Christ means loss of liberty are in bondage to the worst of all tyrants. Satan binds them in chains of darkness and exults in their ruin. And yet they talk of liberty, liberty to sin, when the wages of sin is death. Christ gives us all the blessings we enjoy. The beautiful things of nature are the work of His hands. Every breath we draw is an evidence of what we owe to divine power. But where is our devotion, our love for God? Many who profess to serve Him are Christians in name only. God has done so much to make it possible for us to be free in Christ. Free from the slavery of wrong habits and evil inclinations. Dear young friends, will you not strive to be free in Christ? You point to this and that professed Christian, saying, We have no confidence in them. If their lives are examples of Christianity, we want none of it. Look not at those around you. Look instead at the only perfect pattern, the man Christ Jesus. Beholding Him, you will be changed into the same image. Will you not try to show those with whom you come in contact the better way, even the way which leads to the city whose builder and maker is God? If you walk humbly with God, the Holy Spirit will be your efficiency. As you let your light shine in good works, those with whom you associate will see light in your light. Let not your light grow dim, for this is dangerous not only to your own soul, but to the souls of others. Keep your light burning brightly. Be cheerful, hopeful, and steadfast. Gather grace and strength, daily becoming more trustful and hopeful. Pray and watch and work, lest the day of the Lord come on you as a thief in the night. Duties and responsibilities will increase with success. Satan will try to divert your mind from Jesus. He will try to make you believe that you will not reap what you have sown. Listen not to him. Make God supreme. Hide self in Christ. Welcome the Savior into the heart as a cherished guest. You can do nothing without him, but with him you can do all things. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is invincible, and those who work in his strength will be more than conquerors.